Jumpstart number 1508, written January 4th, 2016. Psalms 118, verse 24. This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. The new year has begun. Holidays are over, and we're back to work and back to school again. Back to our routines. Back to normal. And that's just a problem. We tend to settle back into the norm, and what happens is that we change calendars, we become a year older, and not much else changes. Everything pretty much stays the same. There's a comfort to that, which is good, but it's also good to be challenged and moved to become a better us. This is what makes folks make resolutions. They don't want the same as before. They're looking for something better, something different. Most of us know that resolutions are generally scrapped by February. Our verse today reminds us that each day is a blessing from the Lord. The Lord's patience allows us yet one more day. Someday we won't have any more. As the new year begins, fresh and bright, we know that there are going to be babies born this year. Some will be getting married this year. Some will graduate. Some will be off to college for the first time. Some will be finishing school. We also know that this new year brings tears. There will be some funerals. There always are. There will be some heartache. That happens every year. The calendar changes, but do we? This year, I would like to encourage you to push yourself to be a better you this year. Here are some suggestions and a few ways that this can be done. Once you've heard this list, you can become more better in different ways. Number one, worship better. For some, it may simply be getting down to the church house on a regular basis. That's a habit you can get into. Some of us have that down, but we still may not be worshiping God with excellence. Better singing, better application, better connecting, better fellowship. Move from just going to the church services to actually worshiping God. That's a great start. That's one that will affect you every week. Number two, try to memorize one verse of the Bible every week. Write out the verse you want to know on a 3x5 card and carry it with you everywhere you go. Put that verse on your phone. Read it and read it and repeat it over and over and over. One verse each week. By the end of the year, you will know 52 verses by heart. That's amazing. That will help you. Give that a try. Number three, have one family in your home each month. Don't pick the same people. Don't pick just your friends. The new people at church, the widow, maybe your neighbor, maybe a coworker. Clean the house, cook up some food, share lives, laugh, connect, build relationships. One family each month. That's 12 families by the end of the year. That's not a hard thing to do, but you'll be so glad you did this by the end of the year. Number four, read some quality books. Of course, the Bible's on the top of the list, but make a list. Read some books that will help you grow and help you be a better person. There are all kinds of wonderful books that you can read. Number five, pray more and pray deeper. Think about how the Lord has blessed you. Look at what you have. Not the stuff, but your family, your friends, your church. Thank the Lord more. Pray about the other people in your life. More prayer is good for us. It reminds us that we need Him. It reminds us we can't do it on our own. It reminds us that He cares for us. That's a simple list. It's not very deep. Simple things, good things, things that will help you become a better person this year. Give it a try. Don't quit after just a week. Stay with it and put some effort into these things. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice. Thank you for listening to Jumpstart Rewinds.